Watcher, and a colossal welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. The first thing, the very first thing we have to do is make good on my promise from last week. Here's Paul Desmond.
Thank you.
That's from a truly amazing new, brand new Mosaic limited edition box set of Paul Desmond's 1975 recordings at the Bourbon Street Jazz Club in Toronto. Desmond had been in semi-retirement, but was lured up to Canada. Desmond asked his long-term colleague, guitarist Jim Hall, to accompany him north of the border. Hall was unable to go, but recommended Ed Bickert. So it came to pass, plus Don Thompson bass and Jerry Fuller drums. And we have Don Thompson, something of a recording engineer as well as a bass player, to thank for privately recording the quartet sets at Bourbon Street every night. Most of the 7 CDs worth of the recordings haven't been released before this Mosaic box set. Only 2 LPs worth, in fact, were previously issued out of, what, 8 or 9 hours of songs here? Truly amazing stuff. Thompson said of the gigs, quote, "We had no music, we never rehearsed. Paul had a funny little cue that he'd play to tell us that the next chorus would be stop time. Other than that, we'd go on stage, he'd call a tune and the key, and we'd just play," unquote. Simple, huh? That was East of the Sun, March 75. Desmond to Beethoven isn't that big a jump. The second movement from Beethoven's 7th, recorded in May 2016 in Berlin in Germany by pianist David Hellbock, with Raphael Prosciuschi on bass ukulele, Reinhold Schmolzer on drums. That's it. Here's a rare Ellington number, I think. Well, maybe. Doubtful. We'll be right back. Well, what was that? Here's what I know. That song was called Venetian Sunset, and it's on a cheapo Magnum Music CD called Keep It Moving. The liner notes say that it is the Ellington Orchestra, and Duke was somehow obliged to record a series of short songs by the unknown writers Brandon and Richardson, although a certain Martinelli wrote the song we've just heard, Venetian Sunset. There's talk of it being as a favour to Dick Vance. But why? Trumpeter Vance had been an Ellingtonian in the early 50s, but very, very briefly. One record's worth, in fact. Apparently, all the songs on this album were recorded in the early 50s. Tom Lord's reliable discography makes no mention of any of these songs, and it was a very un-Ellington sound indeed. So, file under curious and probably inaccurate. I know all music is intensely personal, so what I like may not always, or often, or even sometimes, or even ever work for you. I love this next one, and I hope it resonates with you as well.
Thank you.
Yes, unusual certainly. The odd combo of Donald Ayler's Our Prayer and John Lennon's Give Peace a Chance. The leader on this September 2006 recording session for Palmetto Records is drummer Matt Wilson. The album is called The Scenic Route. Terrell Stafford, trumpet. Gary Versace, accordion here, piano or Hammond organ elsewhere on the album. Dennis Irwin, bass and occasionally clarinet. Plus the vocal talents of the Swayettes. We featured Ella just last week, but here she is again in a duet setting this time.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her upon the old willow across the She lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
The magnificent Ella Fitzgerald. Verve Records have just released a compilation double CD called The Complete Piano Duets. And even if you have all of these songs on the original LPs, this is still a fabulous all-in-one-place album. The pianist on Cole Porter's Miss Otis Regrets is Paul Smith, recorded for the Ella Sings the Cole Porter Songbook LP, Feb 56. The other pianists on this 43-song album are Ellis Larkins, Oscar Peterson and Tommy Flanagan. Larkins is on nearly half of the songs here. This next song is Blue Lester, and yes, it's written by Lester, and it's played by Lester.
Mm-hmm.
The Lester in question is, of course, the tenor giant Lester Young, universally known as Prez or the President, one of the most influential of all tenor players. A case could easily be made to call him simply the tenor player. This LP, also called Blue Lester, puts him with three different small groups. In the case of this song, it's with his then-current boss, Count Basie Piano, with Basieites Freddie Green guitar and Rodney Richardson bass, plus Shadow Wilson drums. Recorded May 44. Don't think I've ever heard a jazz interpretation of this next poignant pop song. So please listen out. I think this is exceptional. Thank you. I've got a fair number of pianist Niels Landocki's albums, but this eponymous 1998 Paris-recorded CD is one of his very best. That, of course, was Eric Clapton's heartbreaking Tears in Heaven with Lars Danielsson bass. Evocative indeed. Let's hear one of the guitar greats. Tal Farlow was the guitar great I mentioned before I played Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, but it's actually Vibes maestro Red Norvo's album, and a trio he, Norvo, led. The bassist is none other than Charles Mingus, so that's some trio. Recorded in LA, May 1950, both Farlow and Mingus were relative unknowns at this time, and it was their involvement with Red Norvo that kick-started their thereafter illustrious careers. Two tenor lineup next.
Thank you. And now in conclusion, another little standard. Blue Lou.
Thank you.
two tenor greats who formed a long and mutually beneficial friendship and working relationship, Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Blue Lou was recorded live at the Penthouse in Seattle, Washington, May 62. They both came from the same tough tenor school. Lockjaw was born in Harlem, New York, and was ex the Basie Band. He had two substantial stints there in the 50s. The younger Griffin came from Chicago and spent several years with Lionel Hampton and also played with another tough tenor, Arnett Cobb. But when the two of them came together at last, wow. Locke and Griff formed a terrific relationship that lasted for years, albeit with substantial periods apart. Horace Parlam was on piano, Buddy Cantlett bass, Art Taylor drums. This reel-to-reel album is called Ow! Contrast Time. No, really, Contrast Time. Not jazz at all. So why play it then? Good question. Well, the trombone player Alain Trudel is someone who we have featured before, and he has produced a few exquisite jazz albums. So I thought we'd feature something by him in his other life. On the finale to Johann Albrechtsberger Concerto in B-flat Major. It was recorded at the Holy Cross Church, Fenham, in the west end of Newcastle upon Tyne. Feb 96 with the Northern Sinfonia. Surely I am allowed the occasional diversion, but you're right, we must get back to the real thing quickly. Get happy. Thank you. Recorded in Los Angeles, May 55. Frank Morgan on alto is the leader. Conti Candoli, trumpet. Wardell Gray, tenor. That's some front line. Carl Perkins, piano. Howard Roberts, guitar. Leroy Vinegar, bass. Lawrence Marable, drums. And that's some rhythm section. Morgan was addicted to drugs, sadly, and spent several stints in prison, including the notorious San Quentin. When he was on drugs, he didn't touch his horn, and, as an obvious result, his recorded output is relatively slender from his early years. He did eventually get clean and did record some wonderful music. Pianist Carl Perkins died of a drug overdose in 58 at aged 29. Wardell Gray died just 2 months after this recording date, after a drug-fueled life. And I played Get Happy, duh. As well as Ella, we also played Dinah Washington last week, and she's also back.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito while chancing a dance fiesta. Bolero, I glanced as we danced the bolero. He said, taking off his sombrero, let's meet for a sweet siesta. High was the sun when we I know I must go to Torito. That's yearning to lose Perdido.
Perdido, one of the greatest of all jazz songs, associated with Ellington and always included in the band's obligatory medley of standards at the end of his latter-day gigs. But it was written by the band's great Puerto Rican trombonist Juan Tisol, lyrics added later, and fun to hear a vocal version of this standard from an LP called The Swinging Miss D, that being Dinah Washington, as we know. Quincy Jones put the band together for this New York December 56 recording session with musos of the calibre of Clark Terry, Charlie Shavers, Joe Wilder, Ernie Royal, and that's just the trumpet section. It's almost closing time, but we will squeeze in another standard. We all know the huge contribution that Charlie Parker made to our music, and that's mainly because of his part in co-founding the bebop movement, founding and perfecting it, in fact. But he was also a wonderfully lyrical player of standards, and this LP, Charlie Parker Quintet Plays Cole Porter, proves just that. Parker on alto, of course, Walter Bishop Jr. piano, Billy Bauer guitar, Teddy Kotick bass, Art Taylor drums. This is from March 54. Just one of those things.
Tempo. Downbeat, right on it.
3-2, take one, speed.
As always, I really hope you've had fun and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.